there it is. That is Harry Potter, Eamon Hoon and the RTÉ National Symphony Orchestra as a kind of a teaser, a taster of what's happening on Saturday 26th of December in the afternoon at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I have Eamon with me on the line. Eamon, good morning.
Good morning, Marty.
Lovely to hear your voice. We haven't had a chance to have a proper chat.
No, not yet.
No, it's a disgrace. Now, I better check where you are. Are you? I know you're not in Kilcullen. Are you in Los Angeles or are you in Dublin or where are you at all?
I'm in Dublin at the moment, Marty.
Right.
We came home to work on a project here and then everything, you know, all hell broke loose and we felt safest and most comfortable with the kids at home in Ireland, so we've been here for a little while.
And when you say that you're here, but your life is in Los Angeles, isn't it? Family life and everything, and work-wise, it's in LA, really, isn't it?
It's kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
We would spend a good third of the year in Ireland and a lot of European things as well, but we're probably going to make it about 50-50 going
right
forward since everything we learned in the last...
That'll be handy for the old tax.
No comment.
Very good. Are you still doing some work with Classic FM, by the way?
I will be. I can't say anything just yet, Marty, but
no.
I will say this. I mean, I have great fun with Classic FM and I absolutely love Lyric. I mean, this is our station that we listen to, and we listen to you online as well when we're away and so on. So I'm thrilled that everything is going well.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, it's a bit like what you do for a living. When I think about the fact that you're a conductor, you're a composer, you're married to a composer. So music is everything in your life. But it's not just one type of music, it's all types of music. And I think that's why Lyric is what it is, because we take all types of music and mix and match it and bring it to as wide an audience as we possibly can. I think you'll agree, that's the secret really, isn't it?
Oh, well, that's the life. That's our bread and butter that we eat and breathe. You know, it's a different type of food and it's what makes life rich and interesting and exciting and fun. And you can't do without it.
No, absolutely not. When I think about the story, and I saw that lovely story about you when you were, I don't know what age you were, but you were studying the whole idea of orchestration and music and all the rest of it, because you were playing the tin whistle as a little person, you played the piccolo, and then I saw, was it the Garda band or something came down to you? Was it the army band?
Yeah. I think it was the Band of the Western Command. And they came to... I later found out that Liam Daly was actually conducting that day because I was speaking to him professionally and I was telling him the story and he goes, hang on a second, I think that was me.
Brilliant. Oh, that's a terrific.
Yeah.
And they got you up. You conducted a little bit.
They did.
That's
they did. It was the band came in to school and I was at school in Squelwira in Ballinasloe, and they asked if any of the students could sight read the concert. So it was myself and a friend of mine, Emer Kelly, and we both played flute and piccolo. So I was playing in the band and the conductor turns to me, which I later found out was Liam, and said, you're up next.
That's
brilliant. I turned to the, you know, flute player next to me. I said, what does he mean, you're up next?
Yeah.
He goes, they do this thing. Just get up, wave your arms around, do a bit of an act, and, you know, it's for the class and whatever.
Yeah.
And little did they know that I had been practicing in the attic at home for years at this point with scores and watching footage of conductors, which is a horrible way to learn conducting, by the way. And yet,
if you're going to get an interest in it, that's the way you start. So let's,
Well, I was just completely fascinated by the art form. So when it was my chance to get up, I made the whole school wait behind me while I looked around the band to figure out, okay, looking at the euphonium part, where's the euphonium player sitting? You know, this kind of thing.
That's mad.
And I made them wait. And the interesting thing was, you know, when you're a teenager, or whatever, I was about 15 at the time, everything's all over the place and the head is a mess and so on.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget the feeling of everything slowing down and feeling like I was in exactly the right spot, which is one of the most unusual and unnatural spots to be in, which is on top of a box in front of your entire school and a group of professional musicians who are looking at you like you're daft. But it was that feeling, I suppose, that carried me through a very, very memorable moment. And I think I'd say to my colleagues, my professional colleagues, to always be cognizant of the fact that there is some kid out there who you're giving that moment.
You're influencing.
As Liam and the band did for me,
And who and when was it you started coming up to the Royal College of Music? When was that? What age were you then?
Well, I was coming up to the college, which was the DIT Conservatory of Music and Drama at the time. It's TU, I think, now.
That's correct.
And I was one of the, as I said, the coaches on the train at 6 o'clock in the morning on the way up to, you know, we'd get off at Houston and one group would go to the academy and the other would go to the College of Music. I was about 15, I'd say, as well.
Incredible.
And I absolutely loved every minute of it. I had an amazing teacher called Kieran O'Connell, one of those teachers that in music that's so valuable. He's just a completely, that's his vocation, you know, a completely natural educator. And I loved it. The theory classes, the wind ensemble, the whole thing. I was just starving for it, you know.
But you see, if it's in you, then you hopefully the dream comes to reality. It's by hanging on and hanging on and going for it. And you were doing it from such a young age, so it was there in you. It was there in you. It was kind of inevitable that if luck came and obviously the ability, it was going to work for you, and it has. Gosh, has it worked for you? My God. It's quite something, isn't it? I mean, the Oscars and everything which you did in February and all of that and the great notoriety and now the programme on Classic FM that you won't tell me about, which is, thanks a lot for that. So I thought I'd have an exclusive this morning, but I can't have it. Listen, I want to play another piece of music. This is a gorgeous concert, this concert, all this music. You know, John, you've played John Williams' music, of course, in the past, and Thomas Newman, whose music is wonderful. It's fantastic set of music, isn't it?
Well, it was a big dream for me. You know, I kept getting asked about the Academy Awards, what actors, what this, that, Jimmy.
Yes.
And to me, I sort of wasn't terribly bothered about that. I was so excited that I was going to get to perform Thomas Newman and John Williams for Thomas Newman and John Williams, and that was the be-all and end-all for me.
Well, the music is just so wonderful. And, of course, you're also on this concert performing one of my favourite piece of music. This piece of music is the music that is going to take me out of the church in the day, which I suspect will be about 50 years' time. Deborah's theme from Once Upon a Time in America.
Oh. Yeah,
I think it's the most beautiful piece of music I've. It hits my heart every time. Anyway, this is A Little Married Life from Up. I'm chatting with Ian Murnoon here today.
Thank you.
Eamon Noonan. Of course, music from Up. Up is another movie that hits you straight in the heart and does all sorts of things to us. It's a wonderful film.
Yeah, it's one of my favourites. It's one of my favourite films. Oh, it just... It's just perfect. Every single scene is absolutely adorable. I love it.
It is. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Putting the music together for this concert, which is the wonderful... Isn't Chabelle the most great, just the greatest talent? Isn't she wonderful?
Oh, she's fabulous. I just, any excuse to drag Chabelle along on the crazy train, you know,
She's
fabulous.
She really is. She's quite something. And you also have the great Jack L involved. So what a setup you have, and the Artie National Symphony Orchestra. I mean, it must have been just such a pleasure to say, I'm doing this, I'm in charge here. It'll be wonderful.
Well, it was very special because the orchestra is absolutely marvelous, and it was the first time that we could have the brass and percussion together with the strings and woodwinds have been doing smaller concerts. Mm. And it was just so emotional. I mean, we had 3 weeks to put the concert together, and the orchestra's team, Anthony, Kathy, Aideen, Debbie, the whole gang, just everybody put everything into it. You wouldn't believe it was such a bonding experience. Because putting a production like this, and it was filmed and everything together in 3 weeks, and the composers gave us their own private scores themselves. So we went to John Powell and Don Davis and Pinar Toprak is one of my best friends in the planet, and
she's Captain Marvel, isn't he, and all that.
She did Captain Marvel, yeah. She did Fortnite, and those are two exclusives that we have. That's really, really important. The Fortnite one is actually a premiere.
That's wonderful.
A massive, massive multi-billion dollar video game. I went to all of my colleagues and like Don Davis as well, his Matrix score that he gave me, it's his handwriting and everything, you know. It was just fabulous because... I mean, the composers even helped us in dealing with the studios and getting the rights to do all of these things.
It's terrific.
Most of the versions that you'll hear, you know, we're looking at scores that came straight out of the studio sessions, and you know, they're the real deal. One of the things that we did to sort of Irishify, you mentioned Deborah's theme. Mm. There's a soprano line in there, and I just thought, wouldn't it be, it's a tribute to Marconi and to all of those that we have lost to COVID.
Yeah.
From the orchestra and I and Chabelle, this is our tribute, and to the families that have experienced this horrible situation in very real terms. So to just give it a little bit of an Irish twist, we had Chabelle sing the soprano line, and it definitely brought a little bit of Irish poignancy to it.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to hearing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because with any Morricone, did you meet any Morricone?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful gentleman.
I did too. I was sent to Sinead, it was the maddest thing. I thought, you're going to laugh now. I thought he had the most perfect skin for a man of his age. There was something beautiful. He was like a little pope. There was something beautifully preserved about him. I fell for him. I thought he was gorgeous.
Yeah,
he's a pure gent.
Oh yeah, he's just a gentle soul. And his son does a lot of the conducting for him and did while he was alive as
he
well.
He did. He was wonderful. He was a special man. Now, yeah. I'm really looking forward to this. This is going to be gorgeous. Now, into the future, clearly, forget Classic FM, not talking about that anymore because you won't tell me. But you have all this work that you have done on video games, that's a whole other world that would be, I was going to say alien to us, but you know what I mean, that very few of us would understand or know. That is an enormous industry, isn't it? And you're at the tip top of that.
It is, yeah. It's an amazing, amazing industry. I mean, people think of, you know, people who don't know much about the industry think video games, they think shoot 'em ups and all this. But there's a massive, massive fantasy world out there. And some of the things that I love that people don't necessarily think about are, you know, people that are differently abled around the world can go on quests and have the same facility as everybody else and go on these journeys with teams of people from all across the planet. And one of the things that I love about that is there's no religious or national boundaries involved. There's no baggage. You can just be, it's your brain that's involved and everything that you have to bring to it, to bring to an adventure with your friends from you know, Japan or the UK or anywhere on the planet. So when we travel and we perform some of this music, I mean, I got to perform in Wuhan some of the music from Blizzard Activision, which we have on the program. Yeah, I did. And I remember vividly an audience member, a young gentleman in tears, thanking us so profusely for bringing the concert to him and that it had reignited his dream to work in the industry.
Oh, that's
I remember that. And this whole COVID thing, I think one of the things that it's brought to my life is that there are no cultural divisions and national and language and everything.
Yes.
It just falls away because people love story, people love imagination.
That's right, and we should. You're not just conducting. You're writing. You're composing here when we talk about these what they call soundscapes.
Orchestration, composing.
Exactly. I love your phrase. Differently abled. That's a gorgeous phrase. Differently abled. That's a beautiful phrase.
Yeah, because you know, people have strengths in different areas, and you know, you might have somebody who's very physically abled, but they mightn't be as intellectually abled, or they mightn't be as bright. Or we're all, you know, we all bring our own gifts to a situation, and I love any environment where obstacles are eliminated.
That's right.
Where we can
surmount them.
Rely on our own talents.
You know? Well, listen. Are you going to be here for Christmas, or what's the plan? Are you going?
Yeah, we're here for Christmas. We came home to work on 2x2, which is in the cinemas right now, and the concert Pure Imagination. We finish with the entitled song that I wrote for 2x2. We scored the film. When I say we, Craig, my husband Craig, and I.
Yes.
Scored this film by Motion Pictures, which is a Galway company, and I'm very Galway biased Galway girl. You never know.
Kilconnell accent comes out very much.
Galway Babu, But so Shebale sings it, and the version that we do is very specially written arrangement for the RTÉ National Symphony Orchestra. And between bringing all those elements together, Shebale, the orchestra, the film, I mean, there was so much Irishness in there, so many creative elements, so many brilliant, brilliant, brilliant talents that came together just to make that one song. Between the writers on the film that directly influenced it, the producer of the film, Mo Honan, the team at the orchestra that put it together, it was a very emotional experience for me to come home and do that.
I bet it sounds
wonderful.
I'm very
grateful to the orchestra.
And great to be working with your husband too, Dr. Garfinkel.
Well, he's my favourite person to work with.
Well, that's kind of handy. That's handy.
It's very handy.
On the basis that you're taking him home of an evening, so that's kind of handy as well.
Well, yeah, we have the kind of rows about mixes that are and music that are so nerdy, you just don't ever want anyone else to hear them, and they just, you know, we're each other's quality control. Really, you're not going to put horns on there? Really, was that a conscious decision?
The
passive aggression is just fabulous.
You should tape one of those conversations and have a listen to it. That could be a new program for you. It was a silly thought. Well, listen, this is at 1 o'clock. It's the RTÉ National Symphony Orchestra live. Eamonn Noonan's Pure Imagination, which is still one of the greatest songs I know. It's great fun. That song is wonderful, and I see that the Craig has done it's his arrangement. He's arranged it.
I just want to say as well, a big thank you to Aideen Gormley, who is there, and not only is she doing the intro and it's going out on her Movies and Musicals show, but
that's right.
She was just there as a big cheerleader in terms of her positivity and her heart, and her feedback was.
That's lovely. She's great. She is. She's incredibly positive. She's a lovely, lovely girl, lovely person, as my mother would say. She's a lovely person, and she really is. And she's dedicated to this, just like yourself. Eamonn, thank you so much for talking to us today. It was a real joy.
Thank you, Margie.
And I'm sorry, but I'm playing Thomas Newman. I don't care, because I'm holding the excitement for the other.
Go for it.
I love him. I love his music. This is the end titles from The Shawshank Redemption with the RTÉ National Symphony Orchestra. Eamonn, happy Christmas to you and yours. Stay well, and hopefully we'll sit across from here, from each other, one of the days soon.
Likewise, Marty.
Not at all.
Thank you.
Take care. Up Kilconnell.
Woo!
Listening to Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM.